Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. He's enjoying the last few days of his vacation, and he'll be back after Labor Day. Every Thursday at this time, we get a chance to talk with Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau. How are you this morning, Steve?
I'm doing well, Lisa. How are you?
Good. Hey, we were just talking about dating and dating sites, and because we were playing the dating game theme. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That tells me what generation you're in. Anyway, I see that 44 million Americans are on dating sites this year. So do you get calls at the BBB about, you know, anything to do with dating sites?
We do. We get a lot of complaints from, you know, sites where they think they're actually on the site itself, and they're actually were taken off the site and, you know, being duped by somebody. So what I mean by that is, you know, those fake websites and those fake dating sites, and those individuals who actually are stealing money from these you know, people on dating sites, they fall in love with these men and women who they've never met, only to realize that they're fake and fraudulent. And they usually, you know, keep asking for more and more money until you catch on and realize that you've been duped. So there are legitimate websites out there, but unfortunately there's some bad actors that infiltrate those websites. So not every site is safe, so you got to be careful when dealing with particular dating sites as well.
The Better Business Bureau is here for us all the time. And if you think you're being scammed, if there's something you want to ask Steve, pick up the phone right now. He'll do his best to answer your question or address your issue. The number is 312-981-7200. Of course, you can shoot us a text as well if you don't want to go on the radio. So now we are faced with everyone asking for money to support those who have been just devastated by Hurricane Ida. It started with New Orleans. Now New York City was hit terribly overnight, New Jersey. And I have a feeling there's going to be some scammers out there with that, right?
Unfortunately, yes, the scammers always create fake donation websites to take advantage of the situation. You know, some are even getting phone calls from con artists soliciting money. So obviously people want to give, but we always say give, but give wisely and investigate before you invest. And what I mean by that, Lisa, is to check on the charity itself. A legitimate charity will want your money today, they'll want it tomorrow, they'll want it next week. It's the ones that are like the scam artists will want your money, your credit card immediately and without doing any research on them. There's a lot of great charities out there. Unfortunately, there's some, you know, bad actors who ruin it for everybody else. So we just want consumers to be wary of that and let you know there are scammers already taking advantage of the situation like they do for every disaster. There's a ruthless vultures,
yeah,
who go after people, unfortunately, and it happens time and time again. And it's pretty simple. Just do research on a charity before donating. And in our website, give.org, it's our international website on Wise Giving Alliance, does have a list of charities that meet the Better Business Bureau 20 standards of charitable accountability. So you can go there and deal with reputable organizations that you know and pick one of those. And those are ones of the experienced groups that have experience in this and have been through this many times and have the resources available.
Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. He's been working with them for over 30 years. And it's crazy because it seems like we can't go a day without someone trying to scam us. And in lieu of the Hurricane Ida donations, it's always better to give money as opposed to try and give goods, correct?
Yes, it's always that way because it's easier for them to disperse the funds to what's needed. Giving water and things of that nature, donations, it might be harder for the charity to use it in some way or to channel the resources to the impacted areas. So, you know, the charities are set up for this. Some of these are well-known charities are set up for this, and they have these plans. And some of them have those plans on their websites as well. So if you go to our website, you know, give.org, the charity arm, you can go in there and see the activities they already have, and you can give to the charity that meets your needs and wants. And unfortunately, just be careful of the scam artists that call you out of the blue and say they have a similar name to them, or you think you're donating to a well-known charity or not. So, but there's a lot of legitimate charities out there, but unfortunately some bad actors who ruin it for everybody else.
Okay, so T-Mobile came out and said 54 million people were impacted by their massive data breach, and that means their names, their driver's licenses, their social security numbers. So much information was gathered on T-Mobile customers. How is the BBB dealing with that?
Well, obviously, education is the most important thing. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you'll become a part of some data breach. And this one, obviously, 54 million people is a lot of people. So what happens, Lisa, it doesn't happen right away. It may happen a year from now, may happen 2 years from now when they have this identity. Thieves will steal your identity. So it's good to be proactive, but some things you can't stop. Now, I've been a victim of identity theft a few months ago in Kentucky, and there's nothing I could have done to stop it. It was just somebody, you know, got my social security numbers through some type of breach. So what we advise the consumers, rather, what the Better Business Bureau advises, is to freeze your credit reports at all three credit bureaus. Even if you haven't been a victim of identity theft yet, it will prevent anyone with your information from opening a line of credit or taking out loans in your name. And freezing doesn't take long, and unfreezing doesn't take long either. So if you are going to buy a house or a car, you can unfreeze it, and they give you a special code that you can use. But it's getting to a point, it's getting really out of hand, Lisa, the identity theft. It's still the fastest growing white-collar crime today, and I get calls every day from friends. I've been doing this, like you say, for 30 years, so I have a lot of friends who know where I work and reach out to me, and identity theft is probably, I received one last night, and it's just amazing how many people call and are really new victims to identity theft. And again, this breach, and there was a local breach, the DuPage Medical Group. I believe there were 600,000 local consumers that have been victimized or fell into that as well.
So, yeah, we were talking about that yesterday, and they got health information on some of those patients as well. And you're right, it's an everyday deal. Steve Grzanich was telling me yesterday, just freeze your credit, and it's free and easy to do, right?
It is free and easy to do. They used to charge you for it, and it was usually obstacles to go through, but the government took care of that. They made it free, and you have to go to all three sites, but consumers should check their credit report at least once a year. So if you haven't done it in a while, I suggest you go to annualcreditreport.com. That's this website sanctioned by the government to help you obtain your pre-credit report once a year. Because that's usually sometimes, Lisa, the first way you find out that you're a victim of identity theft when you see an account that you had no knowledge of.
And quickly, do you get calls about recurring charges? You know, I might have signed up for something 2 years ago. It was only supposed to last a month. And then I go and check it out and I'm like, they're charging me every single month. And you try and contact them and there's no way. They just make it nearly impossible to cancel some subscriptions. Is that a big issue that you see at the BBB?
It is a big issue, Lisa. We see the Better Business Bureau. A few years ago, we did a massive study, international study, on those subscription scams. And what it is they fly under the radar sometimes. Or sometimes they're 99 cents. You know, sometimes they're a dollar. Sometimes they're $5 or whatever. And you try to cancel, and you can't. It's usually when you sign up for a free gift, they need your credit card number, and you get one bottle to test it. And if you don't respond back, you don't tell them no, they keep sending it to you. And you're saying, like Lisa, it's hard to get in touch with those. So be careful when you sign up for those free services when they ask for your credit card number. That's usually what we call the tip-off to the rip-off.
The tip-off to the rip-off. I love it. That's the lingo at the Better Business Bureau. Steve Burness, President and CEO, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lisa.